This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Good afternoon. We're here today with Steve Morrison, Director of the Global Health Policy Center and Senior Vice President at CSIS. Steve is here today to talk about the work of the Global Health Policy Center and its recently launched Commission on Smart Global Health Policy. Steve, can you tell us a bit about the commission?
Yes, thank you. The commission was launched in April. It is to do its work over the course of this year and to advise the administration and Congress on what it will take to engineer a long-term strategic U.S. approach on global health. What we chose to do was bring together 25 prominent individuals. About a third of them are people who really are the world's leading experts on global health, and combine them with the other two-thirds who are people who are opinion leaders and known strategic thinkers drawn from industry and from foreign policy and global security, from foundations and media. So it's an experiment, and it's an experiment at trying to mix these groups and have them think about what's the future going to look like. And there's a couple of things that are feeding this process. There's a sense that global health is an area where we've had, where the U.S. government's had some very surprising successes, particularly through the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, created new platforms, and now the question is how to sustain this. It's a sense that the world is changing quite a bit. The U.S. is going through a period in which it's able to operate more fluidly in this world and to build new multilateral partnerships. People are taking another look at the U.S. The U.S. is able to use its smart power, its combination of both soft and hard assets in a new and different way. We know that the health field in the developing world is itself going through some major changes. People are paying a lot of attention to new issues, a lot of focus today on things like maternal and child health. We know that the long-term demographic changes are ones which require a sustained effort. We know that in the United States that there's quite a strong interest among today's youth in these issues, and that's something that can be tapped and used much more effectively. So this particular commission is one that I think is quite timely. It's one that we're hoping will draw the attention of the administration and Congress. We have four members of Congress on the commission, and we have an active ongoing dialogue with senior levels of the administration. We'll be coming forward at the end of the year with a report. The report won't be very long, but I think it will be pretty much to the point about the kind of recommendations to make. We'll be meeting again in October. The commissioners will be coming together for the second time to deliberate on some of the options that we're going to be putting on the table. And we're going to be busy over the course of the year in putting things together. We took the commission, a number of the commissioners, to Kenya in August, including our co-chairs, Helene Gayle, President and CEO of CARE, and Admiral William Fallon, a retired four-star admiral from U.S. Navy who commanded the Central Command and the Pacific Command in the course of his career. We have put together what we think of as a very innovative website, smartglobalhealth.org, been assisted by that with Blue State Digital, whose founder, Joe Rosbar, is one of our commissioners. We're trying to extend our reach. We're trying to do our business in an abnormal way, in the sense that we're trying to reach out and connect with people. We're trying to use this smartglobalhealth.org to connect with an emerging constituency around the United States that cares about these issues and has a voice and opinion and experience. So I'd urge any of you who are listening to really go to that site, get involved, sign on, give us your opinions. We're trying to take the pulse of opinion outside of Washington within this administration. We're also doing outreach events. We did one in the North Carolina Research Triangle last week. We'll be doing another one in early November in the Bay Area of California. We are soliciting opinion. We're trying to connect with the people in these areas that are very deeply involved in global health, and that may be people that are in universities, in biotech firms, in foundations, in non-governmental groups that are doing consulting and implementation activities. We're seeing all across America these centers of excellence emerging, which are generating lots of external, very important external partnerships, and innovation, and skills and jobs and knowledge. And all of these are quite important and exciting.
Steve, you mentioned this new interactive website, and a lot of the website is geared to getting the input of individuals who normally are not inside the Washington policy conversation. So this is an attempt to break out of the usual Beltway circle and solicit input from people. How can people get involved, and what kind of input are you looking for?
Well, they can get involved by going to the site, smartglobalhealth.org, signing on, and posting opinion. There are various questions that are put out there. There are various published pieces, and we're looking for commentary. We recently put out a piece on a very key problem, which is the problem of accurate measurement of impacts. It's a complicated and difficult issue. Those who work these matters have strong opinions on that. We've put a paper together on this, and we're looking for people to read that and give us their comments. There's another big challenge that's out there, which is the whole question about how do you connect to an American population that itself is going through a period of stress, going through a difficult debate around our own reform of our own health system, difficult times in terms of the economy. How do you best connect to an American public, an American citizenship? We're looking for advice on that. There are a number of other issues that are on the table there. And we also think that this is a fun and informative site. We started a blog on H1N1 by Dr. Phil Nyberg, who's a retired CDC official who has been working with us over the last several years and who's watching these events surrounding H1N1. We think that's one of those issues that drives forward the awareness about the need for much better global preparedness across the board and for much greater equity and access to scarce antivirals and vaccines. We're trying to put some opinion up that's timely and informative and invite feedback from folks. We would welcome any number of comments, and we try to be responsive to them.
And how does the commission propose including people's comments in the final report?
It'll take various forms. I mean, we will be collecting these, trying to see what patterns there are that we can note in the report. Some of the stories and narratives that we will be collecting will be ones that are quite compelling and illustrative and which can be brought into the report in terms of boxes or stories that we can add in. So we're trying to see what pattern of opinion is out there. And cite that as we prepare this analysis, and we're also trying to find the kinds of compelling accounts that we can use to make broader points. Those are the kinds of things we're looking for.
Great. Thank you, Steve, for taking the time to provide this update on the commission. And again, for interested listeners, you can learn more about the commission at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
This has been a CSIS Global Health Policy Center podcast at www.smartglobalhealth.org.